Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Friday, July 16th, 2021. Welcome to day 178. Arizona county election officials have identified fewer than 200 cases of potential voter fraud out of more than 3 million ballots cast in last year's presidential election, undercutting former President Trump's claim of a stolen election, even as his allies continue a disputed ballot review in the state's most populous county. In Texas, a federal judge ruled that DACA is unlawful. The program has shielded hundreds of thousands of undocumented young adults from deportation, and the decision throws into question yet again the fate of immigrants known as Dreamers. The judge said that Obama exceeded his authority when he created the program by executive order in 2012, but said that he would not order that the program be immediately vacated. In D.C., Senator Joe Manchin said he would not carve out an exemption to the chamber's filibuster rule for voting rights legislation, effectively dashing chances that Democrats could maneuver around Republican opposition to overhaul the nation's election laws. The West Virginia Democrat made the remarks after meeting with a group of Texas House Democrats who left the state to stall a vote on Republican-backed legislation that they said would restrict voting. Meanwhile, an explosive new interview directly implicates Trump in a tax scheme. A witness in the New York investigation against the Trump Organization has told prosecutors that Trump personally guaranteed that he would cover school costs for the family members of two employees in lieu of giving them a raise, directly implicating the former president in an ongoing criminal tax fraud case. Jennifer Weisselberg, ex-wife of Alan Weisselberg, allegedly relayed to prosecutors that Trump turned to her and said, "Don't worry, I've got it covered." Back in D.C., Joe Biden selected Jane Hartley to be ambassador to the United Kingdom. The White House has considered such figures as Mike Bloomberg and Colin Powell to be ambassador to the Court of St. James's, one of the plum posts in the American diplomatic corps. He also selected former Senator Tom Udall as his pick to be ambassador to New Zealand and Samoa. The two-term lawmaker was one of four choices named on Friday. And finally, Matt Gaetz' campaign paid $25,000 to a Manhattan criminal defense attorney who represented Jeffrey Epstein, this according to new records. Gaetz paid criminal defense attorney Mark Furnish $25,000 in June, according to the records. Furnish lists Jeffrey Epstein among his notable clients. And in the polls, Gallup says less than half of Republicans, 45%, say they are confident in the institution of science, compared with 72% in 1975. At the same time, Democratic confidence in science has increased from 67% to 79%. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anvitas.